Hello and welcome to the Alter Aeon March 2018 monthly update audio presentation. I am Shadowfix, the voice of Alter Aeon. In March, we will be having the Spring Festival, an event orchestrated by the world builder Morpheus. This event will start on Saturday, March 17th, and run until Tuesday, the 20th. Morpheus's team is still working on two areas for Archaeus, but they're going slow due to everything else going on lately. Other than preparing for the event, Morpheus has been working with Drock to clean up typos and fix up mobs in older areas. Last month, Drock finished the Shiroi Sora Monastery in Saboria, a level 41 Group 4 area. Jamir, Meccano, and Morpheus finished Kathika, the Accursed City, a level 42 Group 4 area on Remenek. The fishing skill has been gamified. You can perform several actions to increase the chances of fish biting, and must reel in anything that bites your line. About 24 more species of fish have been added. Cooking has been fully implemented, with the ability to roast butchered meat and fish, as well as prepare simple recipes. Skill-based cooking is interactive like fishing, as you can flip, season, and taste the food in order to achieve desired results. New mage enchantments to imbue fire, ice, and electrical damage on weapons, gloves, and boots have been added, as well as the Enchant Essence skill for adding cast level or skill level effects to objects. Also last month, Drock introduced the Appraise command for objects to get a rough idea of how much they can be upgraded or enchanted. He also added various crafting quality of life improvements to make it easier to look up components. Next month, I plan on continuing work on traps and helping Morpheus with his event while Denton pursues his dark and hidden agendas. I will also be helping my brother with laying the groundwork for the hunting skill. Fishing and cooking have been good practice for inventing mini-games like that which we want for the hunting skill. We had a Valentine's Day event in the middle of February that turned out better than I had expected. I grabbed a couple of old areas that the original builders had obviously abandoned and fixed them up real quick to serve as event areas. People seemed to like the Wheel of Time references, which were plentiful despite my efforts to scrub many of them. While I can appreciate a good homage now and again, it seemed like Shrew was attempting to make an exact copy of Edmund's Field in mud form, which is a big no-no. That kind of blatant ripoff is pretty much inviting a lawsuit from the Wheel of Time franchise if it were ever discovered. We're going to keep Trollocs because we were already using that word in the West Thalenwood Forest Zone. In Alter Aeon, the term designates a half-troll, half-orc humanoid, as opposed to the shadow-spawn, demon-y things from the Wheel of Time. Anyway, I'll be fixing up the areas to serve as actual game zones and erase some more of the Wheel of Time references, probably just leaving a few subtle hints for fans of the series. I, for one, have only read the first book, and I thought it was boring.